Okay, it seems I have to make an apology because I did a video where I mentioned the Amazonian tree frog, not knowing if it was a real frog or not. And that video got a bunch of downvotes. And then I did a video talking about how that video got a bunch of downvotes. And that video got even more downvotes. So I would like to issue, as close as I can, to a formal apology. I did not realize that there are, in fact, people in the world who care so deeply about the Amazonian tree frog. And so, if I have offended you in any way, I am deeply sorry. And anybody else who's offended by what I have to say, just gonna have to fucking live with it because, frankly, I'm not responsible for your emotions. So, anyway, I happen to get into a bit of a conversation on Facebook today, and it was about yoga pants, and it reminded me that yoga pants season is coming up. Now, there's a couple important things. Number one, I love yoga pants. Fuck yoga. I love yoga pants. Yoga pants are miraculous. They have the ability to make almost any ass look good, even though when it goes badly, it goes very badly. I mean, some women, they wear yoga pants and it looks like somebody took 2 weeks worth of laundry and stuffed it into the pants. There's divots the size of baseballs. It's a fucking mess. But aside from that small minority, they usually look pretty good. And the other thing you have to know is that there's a guy by the name of Chip. He started a yoga pants company called Lululemon, and he got in trouble because I guess some hefty heifers were complaining that when they went into his store, the yoga pants that were their size were all the way in the back, and there weren't that many of them. And he opened his big mouth and said, basically said, well, that's because the pants aren't for fat women. And there was such an uproar that he was eventually, I think, forced to give up the presidency of the company. Now, why did he have to do this? Because basically, the man told the truth and the people didn't like it, right? Because yoga pants companies, what they're actually selling to women, they're selling a lifestyle, right? Women who buy yoga pants are buying part of a lifestyle. They're buying the advertising that says, you put these pants on, you gonna be hot enough and sexy enough, and men will stare at your ass, and you look good doing yoga, and yada, 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 yada. But there's a problem with this, because now women are complaining about men looking at their ass when they're in yoga pants. And the problem I have with this is, number one, women are trying to pretend that they don't know how good their ass looks in the pants. And ladies, some of your asses look good. Like, it is absolutely baffling to me how your butt cheeks look like they're trying to eat your pants. It's remarkable, but I admit it, I can't look away. I can't do it. It looks fucking fabulous. Okay? So, the problem, though, is that the women who are complaining about men looking at their asses in yoga pants are asking basically men to do the impossible. And the reason I say that is that the women who are complaining that the men are leering and that the men are being creepy and that the men shouldn't look. So the first problem is the women are trying to basically ask the men to pre-see what they see, which is impossible. You can't buffer your eyes, right? As soon as you look at something, you see it, it registers in your brain. A man can't do that. They're also asking a man to read a woman's mind, which is also an impossibility. Right? It's like they want the men to know whether or not the woman is going to be offended by the man looking at their ass in the yoga pants. What's even more baffling is women don't have eyes in the back of their fucking head. So most of the time, if a dude's looking at your ass in the yoga pants, you don't even fucking know. I mean, you might catch the odd slow-eyed motherfucker, but that's about it. Maybe the grade A moron, something like that. And what you got to understand is this. What I'm trying to say is, don't feel badly about looking at chicks' asses in yoga pants. You're a man, that's what you're going to do. And you got to understand what this whole creepy thing means. Okay? If you're having trouble pinning down what creepy is, it's because there's no solid definition of creepy. All right? And the problem with it is, if you're trying to say, well, if I avoid, what behaviors do I have to avoid in order to not be perceived as creepy? It's not really based nearly as much on what you do as much as it's based on how the woman feels. I mean, if Brad Pitt looked at her ass in yoga pants, well then, shit, if she was sitting in Starbucks having a coffee, she'd be sliding off her stool. But if the homeless guy sitting on the sidewalk in an old Kiss t-shirt and a pair of boxer shorts looks at her ass in the same way, well then, he gets the fingernails and pepper spray. So, it's an impossible situation. If you've been thinking like, it's impossible, I can't know, you're absolutely right. It is impossible. And that is the basic problem with the whole idea of dudes being creepy and trying to avoid being creepy. And there's an actual element of danger in being perceived as a creep that I don't know if women acknowledge it or not. Because the problem is, if a woman is out, she's wearing her yoga pants, she's like, that guy's creepy, there's a chance that some white knight mangina Captain Save-A-Ho is going to feel a need to defend her honor. So now, even though you haven't actually done anything, you might potentially have to fight off this motherfucker. Now, those instances are rare, and they usually involve alcohol, but every once in a while, it does happen. So, all I'm trying to say is, it's yoga pants season. Y'all know how to be discreet. Enjoy the yoga pants. And if you happen to be a woman and you're listening to this, this is really, really important. I want you to understand that you can't have it both ways. And this is what I mean by this. What I mean by this is, when you complain about men looking at you and they're being creepy, a certain number of men are just going to stop looking, for the most part. But since men are the ones that do most of the approaching when it comes to women, eventually, those men are going to stop approaching you. And guess what? Now, you're nagging about men who are creepy is having a direct impact on the men that you might like not approaching you. So you're going to go from bitching about men looking at your ass in yoga pants to picking up whatever the fuck magazine women read these days. I had something by written by, I don't know, whatever. Now you're going to be picking up articles complaining about men are pussies and they won't approach women. You have to understand the correlation. Sometimes you kind of got to take the good with the bad. So, anyway, That's all I got to say. Have yourselves a good night. And the people who are downvoting me, I need more downvotes. I really want to see a video where I get more downvotes than upvotes. I really do. Because that would make me smile. You know, that would really, really honestly be an honor. As Vention says, that would really be a feather. Hell, I'll even put a feather in my cap if that happens. If I get more downvotes than upvotes, I will put a feather in my cap.